From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. All the information you're looking for with agriculture comes your way on the Inside Agriculture Radio Network. Join us on the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 1021 in Aberdeen, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Farm News in Real Country, Thunder 106.1, and Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. Well, before we took the break, said we're coming back and we're going to talk about the crop progress and condition reports released yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock by the National Ag Statistics Service from USDA. Now, as we take a look at what's going on in Minnesota, despite the overall unseasonably cool, damp weather throughout Minnesota, there were 4.8 days suitable for field work during the week, that according to the National Ag Statistics Service. Now, topsoil moisture in Minnesota rated 1% very short, 8% short, which leaves it 9% short to very short, and 87% adequate. Now, subsoil moisture in Minnesota, 6% short, nothing, very short, and 88% adequate. Corn conditions slightly better than the previous week, rating 80% good to excellent. However, soybean crop condition declined slightly to a rating of 72% good to excellent. That's Minnesota. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on in South Dakota. For the week ending July 2nd, mostly dry conditions continued to lower soil moisture ratings and stress in crops in much of South Dakota. Scattered showers and thunderstorms moved across the southeast and west early in the week. Rainfall amounts were light, with the driest parts of the state receiving no rainfall. Producers began winter wheat harvest while second cutting of alfalfa was ongoing. There were 6.1 days suitable for field work. Topsoil moisture supplies rated 68% short to very short. Subsoil moisture supply, 63% short to very short. Now, in North Dakota, for the week ending July 2nd, dry conditions persisted over much of the state. Now, especially in the western and southern parts, that according to the Ag Statistics Service, much-needed moisture was received in central and eastern North Dakota, rainfall amounts ranging from 1 to 2 inches. There were some reports of producers in the western part of the state baling wheat because of drought conditions. Well, if we take a look at the topsoil moisture, 54% short to very short, 45% of the subsoil moisture short to very short. Now, if you take a look at what's going on in Montana, another week of hot, dry weather with limited precip for a majority of that state. High temperatures range from the low 80s to upper 90s, and low temperatures range from 28 degrees in West Yellowstone to the lower 50s. Now, the highest amount of precip was recorded at 99 hundredths at Hysham, and, of course, others were recorded between 0 and 84 hundredths of an inch. Well, crop conditions continue to deteriorate due to hot, dry weather. Soil moisture conditions to decline, with 80% of topsoil rated very short to short, 77% of subsoil moisture rated very short to short. Now, if you compare that to last year, topsoil a year ago was 38% short to very short. Subsoil last year was actually 39% short to very short. Definitely a lot of difference from one year to the next, and also from Minnesota to North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana. Well, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk hogs. As a matter of fact, hot weather don't work with them either. That's coming your way right after these words.